I want to speak about what's Dvorim Pshutim and Dvorim Mufusam. I'm not saying anything new. We find something interesting, which is negeh to the week's parsha. The three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, is brought down as far as that Yankov Avinu is called, Yankov Avinu is called the Bechira Ovis. It says, Sula Mutzav Oritzav Roshim Agi HaShemayim was brought down in Chazal that the Tzura of Yankov Avinu is Chokuk Akisei HaKovet. Out of all the Ovis, Yankov Avinu is the Bechira Ovis. And it's his Tzura, he's called the Tzura of Adam HaShalim. It says in, brought down in Svarim HaKadosh, the Maral brings it down even. The Maral brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says in Saita, I think, that Yankov Avinu had the tzura and the shine of his face of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Shufra the Adam Rishon. That it says that Yosef HaTzadik was Daimil Ziv Ukna Yishal Adam Rishon. It's that Nekuda that he is the Bechir Ovis, the Adam HaShalim. The Pshat that the tzura of Yankov Avinu is Chokuk Akisi HaKovet, what does that mean? You've all heard the Chazal. What does it mean that the Tzur of Yankov Avinu is Chokuk Akisi HaKovet? Is the Pshat is, because the Dveikus of Yankov Avinu, that's what it means, Adam HaShalim. What's the first of Adam HaShalim? It means the Dveikus of Yankov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was complete. It's complete. That's the Pshat, that his Dmus is on the Kisei HaKovet, because the Pshat is that he was Mechubar to the Kisei HaKovet, he was Mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any Mechitzas, without any interruptions. And that's the Pshat that Yankov Avinu was the Bechir HaOvis. We're not going to take away from, not from Avraham Avinu, not from Yitzchak Avinu, or Yankov Avinu was Chokuk HaKisei HaKovet. We find something very interesting in Yankov Avinu. Out of all the Ovis, he was the one who was the most involved in Olam Hazeh. He sat with the sheep of Lavan for 20 years, and he's busy with wives and having kids and Tutzach Maisim with Agatzadas. We don't find about Avraham Avinu, we don't find anything about him, no Olam Hazeh. Nazarachim Chesed, Kir V'chaykim, Yitzchak Avinu, Tachakeda, Tachgor, Mufka and Gansen. Yankov Avinu looks like a day was a balabos. He went to work. He was a shepherd, 20 years, and then one wife, and another wife, and a third wife, and a fourth wife, and kids coming, going. And punk Yankov Avinu, who looks like he's living in the mud with Lavan, with Esav, punk, he's the one who's the Bechira of us, that's Chokuk HaKisei HaKovet. He's the one who's Shufra the Adam HaRishon. He's stating them a big yisoid. That precious is a very good thing, it's a very nice thing. But what's even a higher dargo is when a person says, Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh. I once saw Gevaldik Gezach, I think I saw it. If I didn't, it doesn't make a difference. We find that Yankov Avinu was Mesak in Tfilas Arvis. Tfilas Arvis is a Rishos, it's not a Choyva. The Oymik of the fact that Yankov Avinu was Mesak in Tfilas Arvis, which is a Rishos, like the Gemara says in Brachos, the Pshat is that the Darg of Yankov Avinu was the Darg of Rishos, things that you're not Choyva to do. Darg of Avraham Yitzchak were dargos of Choyva. Rishos of the Pshat is, it's not also, it's Mutter, Olam Hazeh. And when a person takes the Rishos, when a person takes not Isser and Heter, and raises it up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Gor the Hechst the Darga. Is Hagam, we look at it that Mayer is Kilo Shvacha davening, it's only a Rishos, but it's Pung Fakared, it's the Rishos which brings the person to the highest Kedusha. The level which brings a person to be Chokuk HaKisei HaKovet, the level which brings a person to be Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the things which are Mutter, not the things which are Aser. The things which are Aser, if you're Eiver and Aveira, Seder, if you're Eiver and Aveira. The things which are Mutter, and a person takes the Mutter and uses it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the things which lift up a person. Those are the things which bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By a person not doing an Avera, he doesn't distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avera is a Mechitza, so he doesn't do an Avera. But when a person takes the Divrei Rishus, the Divrei Olam Hazeh, the everyday things, the loved ones, the sheep, the wives and the kids, and a person lifts it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is Mekadosh it, the Rishus. You don't have to do it. You're not Mechuyiv. You don't have to do it. You could do it. You could do it in a way not of Isser. The word of Yaakov Avinu Tikkun Tefillas Avos, the Tefillas Rishus, that's a Zach which brings a person to Kisei HaKavod. See, Yaakov Avinu, who was Isaac with the Divrei HaRishus, who was Isaac with Olam Hazeh, not things which are Isser, not things which are Mutter. And he was Mekadosh them, and he was Mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brought him to the Kisei HaKavod higher than the other of us. That brought him to a Dargah. Klapi Madvam Amurim, Klapi the famous Ramban in this week's Parsha, that the Ramban says, you all know, Dabar HaKol Adas B'nei Yisrael V'amart Aleim Kedeshim, a person should be holy. Says the Ramban, what does it mean a person should be holy? Zok the Ramban, Kedusha is totally in Divrei Rishus. Says the Ramban, the famous Ramban, you all know the Ramban, HaTayr his hero Ba'arayis Macholos Asurim. The Tayr was Mazur, there are certain things you're not allowed to do. Arayis, Macholos Asuris. V'hetira habia ish b'ishtoi v'achilas habasa v'yayin imkein yimtza bal hatai v'mokom liya shotov b'zimas ishtoi oi noshav harabais v'liyos b'soi v'yayin b'zoi le'basa olomai v'yedaber kiratzayne b'chol anavolus shalai huskar ozim b'tayra. The guy says it's mutter. No iser. V'hine yi a novel b'rishos hatayra. It'll be a novel b'rishos hatayra. It'll be a novel. It'll be nothing. So, we don't like to hear Rambans like this, right? They make us tense, they make us nervous. Why? Because it looks like a Ramban that takes the whole geschmack out of everything. Kam, you have a couple of things which are mutter, right? There's so many things which are usr. Finally comes along a couple of things which are mutter, and the Ramban comes along and says, that's also novel, for sure, I tell you, right? Gefella, right or wrong? A Litvish Ramban, right? A depressing Ramban. What's the pshat in such a thing? But the emphasis is the reason why we don't take the opportunity that lies in such a Ramban is because we're only looking at the negativity of it. Don't do this and don't do that. The dargo of Kaddish Atzmecho B'Mutterloch, that a person is Mekadosh himself on things which are mutter. I'm not talking about Abachal, about extremisms, about anything. Talking being normal. But a person is not Bezoile Ayayin, a person is not a Baal Taiva. That's what he's talking about. Okay, we're not talking about extremism. We're not talking about being a Porush and Gansen. Yaakov Avinu wasn't a Porush. He had four wives. He had kids. He worked for a living. And yet, he was Chokak HaKisei HaKavod. A person always looks at these Rambans of Kaddish Atzuch of Mutterloch in a negative oifen. Don't do this, don't do that. And nobody ever has time to see the opportunity that Kedusha brings. Kedusha brings a geshmak in Ruchnius. Haloi, one of the biggest problems that we all face is that we don't have enough of a geshmak in Ruchnius. We don't have enough of a geshmak in davening. We don't have enough of a geshmak in learning. We don't have enough of a geshmak in Shabbos. We don't have enough of a geshmak in Ruchnius. The reason why we don't have a geshmak in Ruchnius, or we don't have enough of a geshmak in Ruchnius, is because we have a geshmak in other things. And when a person has a geshmak in one thing, he can't have a geshmak in other things. Right? Is the pshat of Kaddish Atzach of Mutaloch is not a negative zach of another list of things of don't do's. That's not the pshat. Kaddish Atzach of Mutaloch means, Kedusha means, Mechubar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person wants to have a geshmak in Ruchnius, a person wants to be chokuk HaKisei HaKavod, the only oifen is this oifen of Kaddish Atzach HaMutaloch. That's the only oifen. I saw a Gevaldik Gezach brought down his farm. It says that Klai Sol in Mitzrayim were in the Memtah Shari Tomo. They were almost lost. So the Mefarshim asked, what do you mean the Memtah Shari Tomo? It says in Chazal, they were makbid, there was no Gila Rais, and there was no this and no that. What was the Memtah Shari Tomo? Where was the Memtah Shari? What were they Shaku in? The Gemara says Mefurish that they were Lashinu Hashmam, Lashinu Mabusham, they were Makbin on Gila Rais. And it's brought down that the Memtah Shari Tumah that they were in were when Divrei Rishus. They were deep in pizza. That's what it means. I don't know what they had then over there, whatever they ate there back then. Of the pshat of Mem Tesh Ha'atoma, a person can get into Mem Tesh Ha'atoma without being over any Averis. A person can get into Mem Tesh Ha'atoma without being over any Mefurash Yisurim. A person can get into Mem Tesh Ha'atoma by living a life of novel Pershus HaTorah. By being Shaku and Olam Hazeh. There's nothing wrong with Olam Hazeh, by the way. It's Geshmak, it's good, it's wonderful. Just a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person can't have. A person can't expect. It means everyone's wondering, why is it so hard to daven? Why is it so hard to feel a tam in Shabbos? It's not a kasha b'chal, because we have a tam in Gashmias. We have a tam only in Gashmias. I'm not coming b'chal talk anything extreme. Nobody should make any big kapalos of vegan and fast Mondays and Thursdays. We have this week, by the way, coming up. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm reminding you for those who forgot. Yeah. And we're not talking about extremism. We're talking about the other extreme of being sunk in completely to our own Mem Tesh Ha'atoma. A Mem Tesh Ha'atoma where a person lives totally for Olam Hazeh. You live from meal to meal. You live from pleasure to pleasure. Is that your whole shifas in life? Every person has to check themselves how much he's sunk into Mem Tesh Ha'atoma. By the way, sleep is also a taiva. Right? A person can live from pillow to pillow. Right? He gets up and his whole shifas is to go back to sleep. Stomach. Once in a while you meet up such a person. Sometimes even more than one. That's the whole musik, and everything you're doing is on your way back to bed. Everything's a hechatimsa to pass the time, because fart, it's not good for the lungs to lie in bed a whole week and get pneumonia. So you have to fart, get out of bed once in a while. But the fart is, that's also a taiva. That's also a gewiss of Mem Tesh Ha'atoma, where a person is sunk into to what it called. So the zach itself for itself is at the end of the world. It's mutter. Yeah, like sometimes Bachar asks you, find me where it's also, right? Find me shacharav. You know that? No, sir, show me where it's also. It doesn't say it's also anywhere. That's what the Ramban is saying. It's not also. It's mutter. 100%. You can sleep a whole day. You can eat a whole day from the morning tonight. You make a bracha in the morning. You don't have to wash in the morning. You don't have to bench. Al micha every 72 minutes. Take another steak, another baguette, and another slice of pizza. It's a shot to bench in the middle. It's a bracha vatol. Wash a whole day. Every time I come to New York, I get the feeling everyone washes in the morning and they bench at chatzos at night, after Meyer, before Meyer, whenever it is, at Landau's, wherever it is, and they're finished. Make your benching with a minion. There's no need. It's a shot in the middle to wash again, bench again. It's one long fresserai, right? We all come from there. What are we fooling? You understand? What's for breakfast? What's for lunch? What's for supper? What's in between? What's afterwards? What's before? You see the advertisements for these hotels. You see sometimes Jewish Observer. 6 meals a day, 7 meals a day, 8 meals a day, and then there's a midnight snack and it's for free and eat as much as you want. What does that mean? Is the pshat is, and you live for that. Everything in between is only a hechatim to pass the time. Is that Mem Tesh Ha'atoma? I'm not talking about big darkas, but as much as a person, we grow up in that world where that's the sheifas, and that's called success. And people talk about it, and they dissect it here. It's better here, it's worse here, it's chashuv. Is a person should know that it's very nice, it's wonderful, it's all mutter. But if a person has a geshmak in it, and you have a slavas, sometimes I listen to other people's conversations. I'm Borough Park, I'm rude. You ever hear two bochum arguing ferociously whether Pepsi or Coke is better? I've heard conversations like, can you believe it? I myself heard conversations like that. You hear? Is the pshat is something that you argue about has a chashivas by you. So you should know that if the zach has a chashivas by you so much so that it's worth yelling at a guy and telling him that Coke's not shaykh, and the other guy says name the bista shaita, is the pshat, and it could be he's right, by the way. I'm not getting into the pratim. You hear? Aba lemaisa to ruchni is you have no shaykh. You can't expect that a half an hour later you're gonna go daf mincha and you're gonna feel that person is chabras takodesh brochu. That it won't go. Is as much as a person lives with a darug of Kaddish Atzucha b'mutaloch. I saw the Slonim Rebbe in Siva Shalom brings down. It says, "V'yodoy achezes ba'akev esav." The word akev, the Rosh Hashanah, is Kaddish Atzucha b'mutaloch. I was thinking that's taka the koyach of Yankov Avinu. He brings down from Sfarim HaKadoshim that akev. You'll check it afterwards. Rosh Hashanah is Kaddish Atzucha b'mutaloch. The pshat is because that's the koyach of Yankov Avinu. That was his whole mahus. His whole mahus was that he lived in Olam Hazeh and he was Dovak Takodesh Baruch Hu. He took the Rishus and he was Mechaberet. And vice is that Tfilas Ma'ariv, which is a Rishus, Tfilas Ma'ariv, which is optional, is vice is because we say it at night, which is a symbol of the Golos, is Vaistois, that's the Siba for the Golas, that's the Memtei Shaarei Tumah that we're all in. And Vaistois in the Golas, when we live in darkness, which we live in a very deep darkness now, the way out of it, the way every person can step out of his own Memtei Shaarei Tumah is a little bit of Kadosh Atzmecho. In a positive way, not in a negative way, not to break yourself, see, it, with a guilt trip. No, to understand that for every little bit that a person limits this constant race, this constant chasing, this constant shkia in Olam Hazeh, where that's all he thinks about, and that's all he does the whole day, as much as he's going to reduce it a little bit, take one thing in your life and cut it down. You should know that you're opening up yourself to a whole world of Ruchnius Dikatainug that you never tasted before, something you can try in half an hour, in one day. In one day that a person cuts himself down a little bit, in Olam Hazeh, into that vacuum steps Ruchnius, steps Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, steps Chokuk B'Kisei HaKovod. And every person, we may not be Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov, but we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov. And we have the Koiches to be Dovek in the Kisei HaKovod. We have the Koiches to be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every shtickle connection that a person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every shtickle reshus that a person lifts up and raises and is mekadosh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives a person a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can feel the connection and the kedusha that comes into your life in every aspect of your avodas haruchnis, whether it's davening, whether it's learning, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's kiyum mitzvahs. A person puts on tefillin every day. Does he feel epis? Does he feel epis of connection? Does he feel epis of geshmak? So it could be that you won't get to the darga of gedolei olam, but a hargosha of a connection a person could get to. And the two things are zel umazeh. It's a mitzias in the bria. And it's a shod. Why is it a shod? Because you're davening anyway. You're doing mitzvahs anyway. You're keeping Shabbos anyway. You're learning anyway. So why shouldn't it have some meaning? You're anyway. What are you doing all day anyway? You're anyway doing it all day. So a person could do it a whole day and go through the motions and not take anything with it. And a person can be Isaac with it a whole day and come out with a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the avoda of Kadosh Atzmecho Mutar Lachem, this parasha.